brothers and sisters, peace to you.
2700多年前，也就是主前公元700年的时候，大约。
So 2,700 years ago, and that's also 700 BC.
在中东巴勒斯坦地区，亚述帝国称霸一方。
In Middle East, the area of Palestine, Assyria Empire was the superpower at that time.
那当时在地中海沿岸最北边有一个稍大一点的国家叫亚兰国，也就是今天的叙利亚。
There is another country that's a little bigger, called Aram, along the north of Mediterranean.
那再往南边一点，也就是地中海的西边正对着，有两个圣经历史中最著名的国家是什么国家？
So the other country, Aram, is also Syria today. Okay, and then to the south, there are two most famous countries in the Bible history.
哪
Do you
两个国
know
家？
which countries they are?
就是北国以色列和南国犹大。
So they are the North Kingdom, Israel, and the South Kingdom, Judah.
因为在那个时候，主前700多年的时候，亚述帝国刚刚兴起。
So at that time, the Syrian Empire just arose.
到处侵略扩张。
It invaded other countries and expanded to everywhere else.
战火已经临到了地中海沿岸的广大地区。
The war had reached a lot of places along the Mediterranean.
那面对紧迫的战局，亚兰国和北国的两个王一起商量之后，采用了软硬兼施的手段来逼迫南国犹大和他们一起参与抗争亚述的行列里。
So facing this urgent war situation, two kings of Syria and also the North Kingdom, they discussed together and adopted both hard and soft tactics and tried to force the king of Judah of the South Kingdom to be united with them and fight against the invasion of Assyrian Empire.
当时南国的国王叫亚哈斯。
So at that time, the name of the king of the South Kingdom, Judah, is Ahaz.
面对亚兰和北国的软硬兼施的逼迫，那亚哈斯在犹豫不决的时候，神就差遣先知以赛亚去告诉他神的心意。
So facing the both the hard and soft tactics of the other two countries, he was hesitant. So God sent a prophet Isaiah to tell him God's will.
但是很奇妙的是，当以赛亚站在亚哈斯王面前的时候，以赛亚还没有开口的时候，神先在亚哈斯耳朵旁边发出了声音。
So what's amazing is that when Isaiah stood before Ahaz, trying to tell him what God told him. But the Lord God himself talked to King Ahaz directly.
神鼓励亚哈斯说：“你向耶和华你的神求一个兆头。
So the Lord God encouraged Ahaz, saying that you ask for a sign from the Lord your God.
结果这位王呢，他以为是面前的以赛亚在跟他讲话。
But this Judah king thought that it was prophet Isaiah was talking to him.
那面对一个先知，他是一个王，他可能觉得我要比先知更属灵一点，张口就来了一句话。
So he was the king, and he thought Isaiah was only a prophet, and he must be more spiritual than him. So he said,
他那句非常属灵的话怎么讲？
So he said something that seems very spiritual. What did he say?
他说：“我不求，我不试探耶和华。
”He said, "No, I won't ask. I won't test the Lord God."
那站在他旁边的以赛亚先知，这个时候呢，心里着急了。
So Prophet Isaiah, who was standing beside him, was very anxious at this time, seeing this
他
situation.
几乎是喊着对国王说：“我的国王大人呐，神要亲自给你一个兆头。”哎。
He almost yelled at him and said, "My king, the Lord God would give you a sign himself directly."
你怎么能拒绝神呢？
How can you decline God?
您知道神要给你一个什么样的兆头吗？
Do you know what kind of sign that the Lord God will give you?
弟兄姐妹们，什么样的兆头？
Brothers and sisters, what kind of sign?
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
以马内利什么意思？
What's the meaning of that?
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
那我想问弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的信徒是不是也有的时候会像当年的犹大王亚哈斯一样？
So, brothers and sisters, we Christians today, are we believers? Do we also behave like King Ahaz, in that age?
我们都是信神的人。
We all believe in God.
我们是信神的、信耶稣的基督徒。
We are Christians who believe in Jesus Christ.
那在我们遇到危险的时候，在我们遇到危难的时候，遇到难题的时候，我们会不会像当年犹大国的国王亚哈斯那样？
So when we encounter danger or difficulties, would we behave like the Judah king Ahaz?
他嘴巴上讲的他不试探神，实际上他在心里在用他自己的聪明来做判别。
So though he said orally that he didn't want to test the Lord God, but actually in his heart, he was using his own intelligence to judge.
况且他非常属灵的，找一些借口不去向神祈求。哎。
He also tried to find some spiritual excuses not to ask or pray to God.
不去和神交谈。
Not to talk with God.
他说：“我不想打搅神呐，神那么忙啊。”
He said, "I don't want to bother God. He's so busy."
我们不能试探神呐。
We can't test God.
哎呦，我现在真的是太忙太忙了。
I'm so busy.
没有时间去跟神谈话。
I don't have time to talk with God.
那实际上
，In fact.
我们内心对我们今天口头上所相信的神的相信的程度有多高？
How much actually in our heart do we believe in God? The God that we orally we said in our mouth that we believe in.
在纪念主耶稣诞辰的这个圣诞的季节里，我在这里大胆地向弟兄姐妹们提出了这样一个挑战。
When we celebrate Christmas, I would dare to challenge you, brothers and sisters.
当然也是向我自己提出的挑战。
But it's also a challenge to myself too.
上个星期，我和师母接到一位基督徒姐妹的电话。
Last week, my wife and I received a phone call from a Christian sister.
这位姐妹很想帮助我和师母卖掉我们在印地的住房。
She really wants to help her sell a house in India.
那这位基督徒姐妹思前想后，分析来分析去。
This Christian sister thought about it hard.
我就坐在旁边，最后她竟然对师母说
：“I was sat there, and finally she said to my wife.”
你们真的相信你们祷告求神，神就会帮你们卖掉这个房子吗
？Do you really believe that through praying to God, God will really help you sell the house?
所以还是刚才那个问题。
So still that same question.
或者成为一个挑战。
Or a challenge.
作为一个信神的人，作为一个信基督的基督徒。
As a person who believes in God, and a Christian who believes in Jesus Christ,
我们内心 对我们口头所信的神的相信的程度有多高？
How much in our hearts we really believe in God？
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们一起来记着一对极普通的年轻夫妇，他们所经历的生命的挣扎。
Brothers and sisters, today we will learn through the life and struggle of a couple, very ordinary couple.
我们一起来学习一个功课。
Let's learn a lesson together today.
细心倾听神的声音。
Let's listen to God's voice carefully.
祈求思想顺从神的心意。
Pray, ponder, and obey God's will.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for bless us with the precious word.
赐给我们宝贵的圣经。
And bless us the valuable Bible.
让我们因着主耶稣基督您的降生，来思想我们生命生活的意义。
And help us to think about the meaning of our life, with your birth.
愿主您与我们同在，打开我们的心扉。
May you be with us and open our heart.
借着主您的话语，是讲的和听的都得到造
就。So help the speaker and also the listener, to gain a lot through this message.
讲的感谢祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那请大家再次翻开我们手中的圣经，马太福音一章。
Now please open the Bible again. Matthew, first chapter, verse 23.
接着马太福音一章二十三节这段经文。
So according to this verse,
我们来一起学习刚才我们提到的那个功课或者挑战，细心倾听神的声音，祈求思想顺从神的心意。
Let's learn the lesson together. Try to listen to God's voice carefully. Pray, ponder, think, obey God's will.
那首先我们从这些经文的前后一些上下的经文来认识一下这些经文的前因后果。
Yeah, first let's learn about the context of this verse and to think about the cause and effect.
好，我来读这前后的几段经文。十八节，马太福音一章，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Verse 18, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with a child with the Holy Spirit.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借着先知所说的话。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet.
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来。
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
这段经文我们可能读过很多很多次了。
So, we should have read this verses for many times.
但是我们又想没有想过，用我们现在人的眼光。
If you think about it with the perspective of human beings nowadays,
我们来看，来思想，这是一件多么多么奇特的事情。
What an amazing thing it is.
这是一件多么不可思议的事情。
It's also a thing that's very unimaginable.
一个由圣灵感孕生子的童女。
A virgin with a child through the Holy Spirit.And gave birth to a son.
他却带给人类一个翻天覆地的变化。
She actually brought a lot of changes and upturned the whole world.
所以从马太福音一章二十三节这节经文，我们一起来从三个方面来认识一下。
So, let's learn about this from three aspects.
我们来认识一下怎样。一个女子借着怎样一件奇事而带给我们怎样一份恩典
So let's learn about what a woman did what a miracle and brought us what a grace.
以马内利
Emmanuel.
那首先我们从马太福音一章二十三节我称它是 A 我分三段必有童女来思想
So I divided into three parts. The first one, a virgin with a child.
怎样一个女子，神拣选的童女，何许人也
？What a woman, the virgin that God selected. Who was she?
What a lady she.
What a lady she is.
马太福音一章二十三节 ，A 必有童女。
So Matthew chapter 1 verse 23.
那我们想过没有神为什么拣选玛利亚做耶稣的母亲
So did you think about why God chose Mary to be Jesus' mother?
那我们今天可以说这是神的拣选这是神的权柄
So we would answer, this is God's selection.
这是神的计划
Or sovereignty.
因为玛利亚是大卫的后裔
Because Mary is the descendant of David.
但是大卫的后裔应该有许许多多的女子
But there should be a lot of women that among David's descendants.
为什么偏偏就选中了玛利亚
Why did God select Mary?
圣经中虽然没有直接告诉我们原因
So the Bible actually does not tell us the reason directly.
然而我们可以从圣经中对玛利亚的言谈举止的描写来认识这是一位何样的女子。
But we actually can know what a woman she is through Mary's speech and behavior in the Bible.
那路加福音一章三十八节有一段经文。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
I'm the Lord's servant. She said, "May it be to me as you have said."
这是玛利亚在面对一个她生命中难以理解的巨大的困惑，并且是难以承担的巨大的困难的时候所说的一句话。
This is what Mary said when she was facing a huge difficulty.That she cannot solve herself in her life, and a huge difficulty is hard for her to bear.
从刚才的经文，我们知道玛利亚当时是一个刚刚许配给夫家的童女。
Mary at that time was a virgin who was just pledged to be married to a man.
也就是说，玛利亚当时是一个定了亲，或者 叫订了婚却还没有出嫁的女孩子。
In another word, Mary was engaged at that time, but she was not married yet.
按照当时犹太人的传统，孩子成年是多大岁数？大家知道吗？
According to Jews' tradition, what's the age when we consider a man is an adult?
男子成年的年龄是13岁，女子是多大？12岁。
It was 13 for men, 12 for women.
那这个成人的概念，在当时是什么意义？我相信不像今天的意义，
What's
只
the
是做一个
concept?
party。
What's the concept of being an adult at that time?
那个时
Different
候，
from
男孩子
today.
成年以后，第一是可以当兵打仗。
So today, if the kids became an adult, they will have a party. But at that time, when a boy became an adult, he would fight. He would be a soldier and fight.
第二，就是娶妻生子。
And the second thing that he could marry a wife and have a child.
所以在旧约圣经中，民数记中数点百姓的人数的时候，就是按着13岁以上的男子来数的。
So in the Old Testament, number. So according to the Old Testament, all the tribes of Israel, the number, the population of Israel, they count based on the men who are 13 years and older.
就可以想象，当一个未婚、从来没有与异性接触的一个少女，突然面前有一个天使告诉自己要怀孕了。
So when the angel told a virgin who was not married and who had never touched a man, told her that she will be pregnant, she will be terrified.
是，我想这个时候孩子一定要被吓坏了。
So I imagine that she will be terrified.
我们很难想象，当时还是少女的玛利亚，听完天使的一席话之后，她对神竟然有那么大的信心。
So it's hard for us to imagine. Mary, at that time, she was a teenager. So after she heard what the angel told her, she had such a big faith in God.
我相信他当时听了又是胆战心惊的，但是呢，又是那么，在胆战心惊中，对那个神有那么大的信心。他说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”会不会这样？
So I imagine that she was terrified, but she still had such a big and strong faith in God. And she said, I'm Lord's servant. May it be to me as what you have said.
我相信玛利亚，她一定不会不知道，她说完那句话以后的后果，她所面临的什么。
So I believe that Mary should know the result of her promise. What kind of price?
她接受了未婚怀孕这个事实之后，将要付出怎么样的代价？
So after she accepted the fact that she would be pregnant before marriage, before wedding, and what kind of a price she would pay?
按照当时犹太人的传统，未婚怀孕，并且还不是从她的未婚夫所怀的孕。
So according to the tradition of Jew, being pregnant before marriage, before wedding, and also the child was not through her fiancé.
她首先是要遭到她未婚夫的遗弃。
So the first thing that he might be abandoned by her fiancé.
接着会被他的父母抛弃，
Then be abandoned by her parents.
再接下来就是被他生活的整个社区所抛弃。
And lastly, he would be abandoned by the whole community where she lived.
甚至为此， 他很有可能丢掉自己的性命。
And it was also most likely that she would lose her life.
就是这么一个少女。
So this is, you can see, the virgin.
山村里的一个普通少女。
An ordinary teenager girl in a small village.
那然而我们可以说，玛利亚她就是玛利亚。
But we can still say Mary is Mary.
那我们从路加福音1:46-47来看一看。
So let's read Luke chapter 1:46-47.
我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
因为当天使告诉他圣灵要感孕之后
，So when angel told her that she would be conceived a child through Holy Spirit，
还告诉他另外一个消息
，And told her another news。
说你有一个亲戚
，You have a relative，
也怀孕了
，She's also pregnant。
所以这个时候呢，听完这个消息以后，少女玛利亚急忙就背上行装，翻山越岭去看她的亲戚伊丽莎白。
So after hearing about this news, she packed and hurried, and passed over mountains, hurried to visit her relative Elizabeth。
那他的亲戚伊丽莎白当时一个是非常非常快要成一个老奶奶的年龄了，一直没有怀孕生子。
Elizabeth was actually quite old at that time.
结果天使跟她说，她怀孕已经六个月了。
And she had been barren, you know, didn't have a child at all. But
the
angel told her that she is now pregnant.
我们相信这位天真的少女玛利亚一定是迫不及待的需要核实一下这个消息是否属实。
So we believe that this naive teenager girl would couldn't wait to verify this news whether it's true or not.
结果当玛利亚见到年迈的伊丽莎白问安之后
，So what's the result? So when Mary greeted Elizabeth.
伊丽莎白兴奋地告诉玛利亚说：“哇，她腹中的胎儿在跳动。”
So Elizabeth exclaimed in a loud voice, telling Mary that the fetus in her womb was leaping.
并且对一脸漠然的少女玛利亚说了一句：“说我主的母亲前来探望我，我怎么敢当啊？”
And she also said.Why am I so favored that mother of my Lord should come over to visit me?
但耶稣诞生的故事我看过了好几遍电影。前天晚上我是在半夜时候又看了一遍。你就看着玛利亚那个莫名其妙的对着伊丽莎白，伊丽莎白说，我主你来看我怎么能担当啊，少女想我是谁呀、啊。
So I watched the movie about the birth of Jesus Christ, and I watched it again last night. And the teenager girl Mary was very surprised when she heard Elizabeth said, "Mother of my Lord, come to see me."
但是过了瞬间之后，面对当时的那个情况、那个景况，少女玛利亚又做出了与她年龄一个极不相称的反应。
So just after a second, teenager girl Mary responded actually in a way that's not responding to her age.
讲出了，或者按今天我们讲是吟唱出了一首令人惊叹不已的信心之歌。
So she sang an amazing faith song.
就是被后人称为的尊主颂。
And that was called by generations later, is a Magnificat.
也就是路加福音1:46-55，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主 为乐。
So the lyric is based on Luke chapter 1, verse 46 to 55. The first verse, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
哇，核实了。
So it's verified.
那我们从路加福音二章十九节再来思想。
Let's read Luke chapter 2, verse 19.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
Mary treasured up all this and pondered them in her heart.
早年我在医学院学习，在毕业实习的过程中。
So some years ago, I did internship after I graduated from medical school.
在妇产科，我曾经参与过将近二十个胎儿的正常的接生。
Actually, I helped deliver about 20 babies in the department of gynecology.
当时看到大部分的产妇都有不同程度的难产。
So what I saw was that most of the pregnant women, it was hard for them to deliver a baby in different degrees.
因为当时每家只能生一个孩子。
Because at that time, every family, they could only have one child.
所以一定都是头胎的怀孕。
So they are all the firstborn child.
那从预备怀孕到怀孕期间，夫妇二人又是看手册，又是制定营养计划。
So from preparation to pregnancy, and the couple would read the menus and design the nutrition plan.
先生们个个都恨不得把太太捧在手心里。
So all the husbands would want to hold their wives in their heart, in their hand.
吃喝拉撒睡各个方面照顾得无微不至。
They would like to take very good care of their wives in all aspects.
结果是怎么样？
But what's the result?
营养过剩。
So they were too...
营养过度，胎儿呢？
The fetus had too much nutrition.
普遍的是体重超重。
So they are overweight.
实际孩子超重主要表现在什么地方？
So what would be the symptom?
不单是身体胖，而是脑袋特别大。
They would have fat body, but the head would be very big.
所以难产。
So hard to deliver.
如果今天哪一位姐妹还因为生产的时候因为先生照顾不周而仍然耿耿于怀的话。
So if a sister today would still feel upset and keep hatred in your heart because your husband didn't take good care of you when you
仍然对先生记恨在心的话。
Hate your husband.
想象一下当年玛利亚她生产的情景。我相信你应该释怀了。
I believe you would be relieved if you can imagine what happened to Mary.
一个年轻的少女还没有出嫁就突然怀孕了。
So a teenager girl, she was pregnant before she was married.
虽然天使告诉她所怀的是一个将来要做王的圣者。
Although the angel told her that what she conceived would be a saint,Who would be king in the future?
我不知道玛利亚当时做没做这个梦，怀的是一个圣者。那她呢？这个未来的王太后，却毅然嫁给了一个穷苦的、普通的一个小木匠。
I don't know whether she had a dream at that time or not, because what Angel told her, so she would be the queen mother.But actually, she was married to a very poor carpenter.
还要在身孕已经重了的时候，在那种情况下跋山涉水、风餐露宿，坐在那个毛驴背上，颠簸着，据说大概70到80英里的路程去包户口去。
So she was expecting a child, and has a heavy body, but she had to travel over mountains, rivers, and had.Endure the hardship of living in the wilderness and sat on a donkey and traveled about 80 miles to register.
风餐露宿，长途跋涉，翻山越岭。
So she had to went through the hardship of living in the wilderness.
那我想请问我们在座的妈妈们，我们想象当年的小玛利亚生 baby Jesus 耶稣的时候，是在一个怎样的环境下？
So I would like to ask mothers here, can we imagine what kind of situation it was when Mary gave birth to Jesus?
它不是在一个舒适的、无菌的产房里。
It was not in a comfortable and sterilized,
也不是在一个有接生婆照顾的家庭的温暖的房子里。
Delivery room, but also not in a very comfortable bedroom at home, with the help of midwife.
而是在一个当时已经比较简陋的旅馆的后边的马棚里。
But actually, it was at a stable in the backyard of a hotel.
我们可以想象一下，当着小小的年纪的玛利亚，在大口大口的甚至有时候只能进气不能出气，喘息着，在呼吸着，在那个情况下生产的时候。
So if we imagine about it, a young Mary, when she was a guest, it was, very hard for her to
进出
deliver
她
a baby.
鼻孔，进出她口里边的是什么味道？
What a smell that entered her nostril and mouth in that environment.
是马粪的臭味，马尿的骚味儿。
It should be the stinky smell of horse dung. And also offensive smell of horse piss.
所以，亲爱的姐妹们，妈妈们
，Dear sisters, mothers,
当你处在玛利亚的处境下的时候，产后躺在那个稻草铺就的坚硬的石头的地上的时候
，If you were in the same situation of Mary, lying down on the hard ground. With some stores,
周围弥漫着难闻的骚臭的味道。
You can smell the stinky, offensive smell.
看着你旁边的那个先生。
Looking at the husband beside you.
我嫁给你怎么这么倒霉
啊？ Why I'm so unlucky to marry to you?
就在这个时候，一群夹着野外的冷风，同样是浑身散发着羊骚味的牧羊人，站在你的面前，告诉你他们从旷野来。
Right at that moment, a group of shepherds with wild, cold wind and also full of a stinky, offensive smell of goats.They stood in front of you, telling you that they came from the wilderness.
那这帮牧羊人告诉你他们在旷野遇到天使、遇到天君报喜的事情，说你怀中所抱的那个小婴孩是人类的救主耶稣。如果是你的话，你相信吗？
Telling you that they met angels and heavenly hosts, saying that the little baby in your arm.Is Christ, Jesus Christ, is Christ of human being. Do you believe that?
经历这一切之后的年轻的妈妈，也就是那个年轻的玛利亚，她是怎样的反应的？
What's the response of Mary?
虽然在那个马棚里面，满鼻子都是那样的味道，那么寒冷，但是。他的信心没有动摇。
Although in that stable full of a stinky smell and a cold wind, her face never changed.
她没有埋怨她的丈夫。
She did not complain about her husband.
她也更没有埋怨天使。
She did not complain about the angels.
她没有埋怨神。
She did not complain about God.
而是难能可贵的，认真的在思想，神在他的年轻的生命里边所启示的一切的话。
So what's commendable was that She thought seriously about all the words that God told her.
路加福音二章十九节，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复的思想。
In Luke 2:19, Mary said, Mary treasures up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
这就是为什么神拣选玛利亚这个童女。
That's why God selects Virgin Mary.
一个对神怀有单纯的、坚定的信念。
A young girl who had pure and firm faith in God.
一个心底善良，但是性格又极坚强的童女玛利亚。
A virgin, who is very kind but also strong-willed.
她不但要经历非同常人一样怀孕生产的痛苦与曲折。
She did not only experience the suffering of pregnancy and also delivery that's different from ordinary people.
她还要经历未来白发人送黑发人那撕心裂肺的痛苦。
She would also experience the heartbreaking pain that the older see the younger pass away.
也正是这位玛利亚，她才有资格作为载体，用她那稚嫩的肩膀承担起我们人类绝无仅有的一件奇事的发生。
So it was just this Mary who was qualified to be the carrier, with her weak shoulder, to bear the one and only miracle in this world.
那现在我们来从马太福音一章二十三节第二部分，童女怀孕生子，来思想怎样的一件奇事，也就是未嫁怀孕生子何等奇异。
So next, we'll think about what an amazing thing it's be with a child and give birth to a son before marriage. So what a miracle that is.
马太福音一章二十三节，童女怀孕生子。
Matthew 1:23, the virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son.
圣经用童女这个词儿来描写玛利亚。
So the Bible used the word virgin to describe Mary.
这解释得非常清楚。
And it was explained very clearly.
有几处经文都有详细的描写。
And we can find a related description.
比如路加福音里边描述已经许配却还没有出嫁的女子。
So in Luke chapter 1, it says she was pledged to be married, but she was not married yet.
那按照当时的律法，犹太人的律法，结婚有三步骤。
According to the law of Jews, they have three steps for marriage.
首先呢，是双方的家长同意并定下了这门亲事。
So first, both parents of both sides, they would agree to this marriage.
那第二步呢，就是男女双方公开订婚，起誓立约。
Second step, both sides would be engaged publicly and make a covenant.
那从电影中我们可以看到，第三步呢，就是他们订婚之后一年以后，由男方举行正式的仪式迎娶新娘。
So the third step in the movie, we could see that the bridegroom's side would have a official wedding ceremony to welcome the bride.
这跟中国早年的风俗非常相像。
It's very similar to the old traditions in China.
我在国内从1990年到2000年前后累计十年的时间，拍摄过一个人物系列的照片。
So during 1990 to 2000, about 10 years time in China, I made a human images series by photographing.
我给那个人物系列照片起名字叫《世纪美人》，我的小脚老太太们。
I call that series
小脚老奶奶们。
Central beauties, my small feet grannies.
看他们的脚。
Look at their feet.
逢年过节的时候，我 常常和师母一块儿跑到那偏僻的农村里边、深山沟里边去拍摄小脚老太太。
So during holidays, my wife and I, we would go to like remote areas, villages, or in the deep mountains. We would take photos for those small feet grannies.
我和师母同他们同吃同住，跟他们聊天，跟他们熟了以后，就拍他们日常的生活的情景。
So we just lived with them for a while and took photos for them.
那每一个老太太，我都会问一些相同的问题。比如有一次，我问一个老奶奶，我问她说：“你结婚的时候年龄多大？”
I would ask some same questions to all these old grannies.
她说那时候结婚大概差不多都是12、13岁。
So when I asked her, when did you get married usually? And she said that time is about 12 or 13 years old.
那我又问她说你结婚之前谈过恋爱没有？
I also asked, did you date before wedding, marriage?
她说结婚之前呢，只是有媒人带着她和她妈妈去过男方家里两次。
So before wedding, she said she was brought by the matchmaker to the bridegroom's family.
她每次去男方家的时候都是低着头，不好意思抬头，连正眼看一眼男，她未来的那个男人长什么样都不知道。
So she only visited the bridegroom's family for a couple of times. Every time she just bowed her head and was too shy to even look at the at her future husband.
直到她结婚，下了花轿，进了洞房，那个人把她头盖掀开的时候，哦，这是我的先生。
Until she was married and get off the bridal satin chair, and when her bridal veil was open, and then she had the chance to see
那个时候新娘
how her husband looked like.
新媳妇儿好看的标准是什么？
So what's the beauty standard at that time?
所以当那个轿进到村里以后，有一个人被选出来，一个妇女，到跟前的第一个行动就是把那个轿帘子掀开，看下面的脚。
So when the bridal satin chair entered the village, a woman was selected and used some kind of stick to.
如果脚小到她自己认为那个标准的时候，就回报啊，是漂亮的媳妇儿。
To just look at the feet of the bride, see how big it is. If it's small one, then she would exclaim that this is a beautiful bride.
当她一抬头皱着眉的时候，大家可想而知。
So when she showed a like upset face,
所以俗话有句说
and everyone would understand,
脚大脸丑。
It would be a, so the old traditional saying was that if you have big feet, then you're ugly.
所以我问那个老奶奶，我说，你那缠脚，你说好不好的？
So as the old the granny said, "What do you think about foot binding? Is it good or bad?"
老奶奶说：“你要让我说心里话，可能你认为我太封建，觉悟不高。”
So if you really want me to tell you the truth, what I think in my mind, you might think that I'm too feudal or not conscious politically.
他说：“现在那些年轻的女子们呀，还没有举行婚礼呢，就迈着那又大又丑的脚啪子，把男方的门槛都踢破了。”
So young women today, even before the wedding, they would use their big and ugly feet to break the door of
the. 说现在的女孩她们成何体统哎
！So disgraceful.
我们回到玛利亚。
Then let's talk about Mary again.
一个生活在今天被我们认为是封建主义的时代、立法主义时代的一个准新娘。
So in the time when we called it feudalist or legalism, and she was a bride to be.
一个许配了丈夫还没有出嫁的童女，没有和丈夫同房，却怀了孕，并且名正言顺地将孩子生了下来。
So she was a virgin who was attached to a man, but she was not married, and she was pregnant without being like union with her husband, but she gave birth to a child, to a son.
不能不说是一件奇事。
We cannot say it's not a miracle.
那在这件奇事发生的背后， 有一个奇人。
Behind this miracle, we say there is an amazing person.
这就是玛利亚的丈夫约瑟。
That is Mary's husband, Joseph.
那现在让我们从圣经里边来认识一下约瑟是何等的奇人。
Now let's know more about Joseph. What kind of amazing person he is in the Bible?
圣经里边说约瑟是个义人。
It says Joseph is a righteous person.
马太福音1章19节的记载。
In Matthew chapter 1:19.
当约瑟和玛利亚订婚之后，满心盼望着举行婚礼的那一天快快的到来。
So when they were engaged, they were expecting the wedding.
可是他突然得知已经和自己订了婚的童女玛利亚，她怀孕了。But
suddenly he got to know that the virgin Mary, who was engaged with him, she was pregnant.
并且约瑟他非常清楚，玛利亚所怀的孩子不是跟他约瑟一起的。Joseph
was very clear that the child that Mary was with shouldn't be his and her child.
所以约瑟他第一反应是什么？
So what's Joseph's instant reaction?
是什么？ 休了他。
Divorce her.
我们不难想象， 约瑟一定是听过了玛利亚向他述说那天使显现的详细的经过。
It's not hard to imagine. Joseph must have heard about all the details about the angels that Mary would tell him.
但是作为一个穷山沟里，偏僻的穷山沟里的一个年轻的穷木匠。
But as a very poor carpenter in that poor village in the remote area.
约瑟他所能够做出的判断，可能就是说，玛利亚是不是在欺骗他。
So what Joseph could, the judgment conclusion Joseph would had must be Mary cheated on him.
刚才我们提过了，按照当时的犹太的律法，玛利亚未婚受孕的消息一旦被公开之后，她所面临的是什么？
So we just mentioned that according to the law of Jews, Mary was pregnant before marriage. So when this news was publicized, what would she face?
被夫家取消婚约，自己的娘家名声扫地，甚至彩礼嫁礼都不会拿回来，所以经济上遭受损失。
So the engagement would be canceled. Her family would have a bad reputation. They would lose economically, and also she might be stoned to death.
甚至这个女孩可以被以淫乱的罪名而被乱世打死。
But she would also be stoned to death in the name of adultery.
所以马太福音1章19节是这么描写，约瑟是个义人。
So in Matthew chapter 1 verse 19, it says Joseph is a righteous person.
所以他才能够做到不愿意明明的羞辱。 玛利亚，而决定暗暗地把她休了。So
she decided to not expose her to public disgrace, but divorce her quietly.
在当时的社会的道德和法律的环境下，能够做出这样的决定，已经是相当了不起的。So
in that circumstances, you know, she made this kind of decision. It's already amazing.
你看他们俩刚开始决定了的时候，你看他们两个人的表情。So
when they just made this decision, look at their expression on their face.
但是听说了以后，哇，听说玛利亚怀孕以后。
So after he heard about news, he look at his expression.
那我们下边再从一段经文来看，马太福音1章24节，约瑟是一个遵主吩咐的人。 他不单是一个义人。
So, In another verse, it says Joseph is also a person who obeyed God.
就在约瑟做出决定要暗暗的休了玛利亚的关键时刻，天使在梦中向他说话。
So at that critical moment when Joseph made decision to divorce Mary quietly, angels appeared to him in his dream.
向他确认了圣灵感孕这个不可思议的事实。
So confirm this amazing thing that Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
这个事情确确实实要发生在玛利亚身上。
It actually will happen on Mary.
并且天使在梦中向他明确地发出了指令。
Angel also command him clearly in his dream.
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚。
Take Mary home as your wife.
那约瑟对这个梦的反应是怎样？
So what's the response of Joseph to this dream?
约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
So when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife.
好一个偏僻山区的穷木匠约瑟！
What a poor carpenter Joseph in the remote area.
仅仅是一个梦。
It's only a dream.
就改变了他的价值观，改变了他的伦理观，就改变了他的道德观。
It changed his value, his ethics, and also morality.
所以我不知道大家注意了没有，在今天所有的纪念主耶稣诞辰的，不管是文字、影视或者戏曲中。
I don't know whether you noticed this or not. So in all the text, movies, theaters, about that we commemorate Jesus Christ.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚，施洗约翰的母亲伊丽莎白，主的使者，旷野的牧羊人，三博士等等等等，他们都有说话，都有话说，都占据了一定的角色。
So Jesus' mother Mary and John Baptist's mother Elizabeth, angel of the Lord, the shepherds in the wilderness, and Magi, they all have something to say and also played some important role.
唯独约瑟连跑龙套的角色都没有，默默无闻。
Only Joseph was quiet, silent. She was not as important as a walk-on.
所以盼望在下周我们教会的烛光晚会上，让约瑟多说几句话。
So next week when we have our candlelight Christmas evenings, and we will let Joseph to speak more.
神拣选约瑟做主耶稣在地上的父亲。
God selected Joseph as Jesus' father on the earth.
就是因为他有一颗单纯的受教的信心。
Because he had a pure and teachable heart.
他有一颗默默奉献、甘于摆上自己的心。
He had heart to devote himself quietly.
这就是那个默默无闻的约瑟。
That's Joseph, who is quiet.
所以约瑟、玛利亚，这才是我们人间真正的金童玉女。
So Joseph, Mary, they are actually our real golden boy and jade girl.
所以神也正是借着这对金童玉女，让人看到并感受到了他与我们同在的意义。
So through this.Golden boy and jade girl, God led us human beings to feel the grace of Emmanuel.
让我们从约瑟和玛利亚这对金童玉女身上看到了神所赐给我们的他与我们同在的恩典。
So, God, through this golden boy and jade girl, God helped us to feel the grace of Emmanuel.
那现在我们借着马太福音一章二十三节后边的人要称他的名为以马内利来思想第三个方面的主题。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 1 verse 23 again. They will call him Emmanuel.
怎样的一份恩典，神与我们同在，何大的恩也。
What a grace. God be with us, Emmanuel. What a grace.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
They will call him Emmanuel.
以马内利呢，是由三个字拼合而成的一个希伯来的字。
This word is composed of three parts in Hebrew.
希伯来字的发音。
It's a Hebrew word.
前面的以马，
Ima
就是同在，在一起的意思。
means together.
New 就是我们的意思。
New means we.
L 呢，就是神，就是上帝的字母。
L is a suffix of God.
所以连起来是 Emmanuel。
Emmanuel.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
God be with us.
那在耶稣基督降生前700多年，神借着先知以赛亚预言过。
So 700 years BC, through prophet Isaiah,
必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
he prophesied, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
那我们读圣经可以发现，圣经记载在旧约时代，神向人说话。
So in the Old Testament, that age, God would talk to men directly.
总是借着先知向人转达神的心意。
So God would express his will through prophets.
啊，我不知道大家还记不记，带领以色列人出埃及的摩西曾经跟耶和华说过一句话。
So I don't know whether you remember or not, Moses, who led Israel out of Egypt, he once said to the Lord God,
他说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Please show me your glory.
”神当时怎么回答他
How did God answer him?
：“你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。
You can't see my face, for no one may see me and live.
”所以，耶稣基督降生为人，
So Jesus Christ was born as a man.
实现了人类梦寐以求的愿望。
Realize the human being's dream.
那就是人可以亲眼看见神。
That is, man can see God with their eyes.
另外，耶稣基督以他完全是神，又是完全是人，那个双重奥秘。
So Jesus Christ, with this dual miracle, he is fully God but also fully man.
当他以这种双重身份展示在人面前的时候，让我们真真切切地体会到神与我们同在的恩典。
So when he appeared before us, with this dual identity, so let us feel this miracle.
这是一个奇大无比的恩典的奇迹。
So that's a miracle. It's amazing miracle. Emmanuel, God be with us.
那马太福音1章23节这段经文，借着童女玛利亚和年轻的木匠约瑟这对金童玉女所经历的生命的挣扎。
So through this verse, through the struggle, life struggle of this couple,
展现了他们具有一颗柔软的，具有一颗顺服的，具有一颗善良的，具有一颗坚韧的心。
So it shows us that they have a gentle but also strong-willed heart.
他们愿意细心地倾听神的声音。
They would like to listen to God's voice carefully.
他为我们做出了祈求、思想。顺从神的心意的榜样。
They set an example for us to pray, to think about God's will.
那也是从今天我们所分享的马太福音1章23节这段经文开始，在圣经中里边，实际上已经为我们展示了神与我们同在的三重宣示。
So through this verse, it helps us to understand it. In three aspects,
或者叫三重的宣告
，and the three exclamation.
那首先呢，就是在马太福音开始的部分，主耶稣降生之前，神向我们宣告了以马内利。
So, before Jesus was born, God exclaimed, "Emmanuel, God be with us."
神与我们同在，人类的这一梦想。将借着童女玛利亚和年轻的木匠约瑟而实现。
So the human being's dream was realized through Mary and Joseph.
第二呢，就是在马太福音结束的部分，耶稣复活升天之前向我们重申了他与我们同在的恩典。
So second is that at the end of Matthew, before resurrection and ascension, Jesus Christ re-exclaimed that God be with us.
让我们一起用中英文一起来诵读马太福音28章18到20节。
So let's read this together.
来，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。所以今天我们接下来要举行施洗礼。
So in MatthewChapter 28, God says, you know, He will be with us.
第三重恩典。
The third one.
也就是在圣经最后的一卷书《启示录》的结束部分。
So at the end of Revelation, the last book in Bible.
启示录21章3节，看那神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他的子民，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。前不久很长一段时间，每当我打开电脑的时候呢，进入雅虎的邮箱的时候呢，就有一幅动画的剪影出现。
So in Revelation chapter 21 verse 3, it says, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God. So not long ago, when I opened my computer, I saw a silhouette animation.
一个大腹便便的中年男子，他的肚子呢从圆呼呼变成瘦。
A belly, middle-aged man, his belly turned flat.
这说明当下呢减肥的时髦从女生已经转变到男生了。
So it shows that the fashion of losing weight turned from like a woman to man.
那提到减肥，我们可能往往会想起一个英文的单词 fat.
When we talk about losing weight, we will think about an English word, fat.
所以翻译成中文是脂肪、肥胖、丰厚的、丰满的、鼓起来等等。
So if you translate it in Chinese, it would be fat in your body, fat size, rich, full, bulging.
我想要是后边这个丰厚的、丰满的这个意思。
So I want the full, the meaning of full, rich.
用这个意思用在神的国度里边，用在教会的侍奉中，我盼望弟兄姐妹们一个个发福。
So if we use it in God's kingdom, in the ministries of church, I really hope that each one of you would become fat.
早日成为一个具有 fat 特质的人。
To become a person with fat features.
因为 F 是 faithful, 有坚定的信念，忠心为主摆上的人。
So F represents faithful, a person who has firm faith and honestly serves the Lord.
H available, 随时待命，准备为福音事工摆上的人。
So A represents available, a person who is ready to serve.
T 呢是 teachable, 是虚心受教，可以接受造就训练的人。
So available means be ready at any time to serve for the evangelical ministry. And T also represents teachable, so a person who is humble and would like to receive training.
由此我想问弟兄姐妹们，我们长胖了没有？
So I'd like to ask you, are you fatter now?
我们长得够胖吗？
Are you fat enough?
我们能够具备像玛利亚、约瑟那样随时接受神的嘱托？成为合神使用的器皿吗？
How behave like Joseph and Mary, they were ready to accept God's trust and be a utensil that God can use.
我们随时准备好享受神与我们同在的恩典了吗？
Are you ready to enjoy the grace of Emmanuel anytime?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Dear Lord, thank you for the valuable words you bless with us.
让我们借着主您的话语，成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So Your words will be the light on road.
使我们的生命活得更有意义。
Help us to live a more meaningful life.
使我们更像主耶稣基督您的样子。
So that we are more, become more and more like you, Jesus Christ.
愿主您帮助我们，带领我们，赐福我们。
Please help us, lead us, and bless us.
感谢祷告，祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.